Man, oh man, the soothing sounds, the awesome sounds of Philisiwe, Miss Philisiwe Mavukela with Ubuhle Bendalo.
Yes.
Hello, good afternoon, and welcome back. I should say welcome back here.
Hi, how are you?
I've been lovely, thanks. And how have you been?
I'm good.
Yeah?
Exhausted, but I'm good.
Exhausted, but good. Did you have a performance last night?
Oh, no, I'm always exhausted. It's not like that. We're going to be having a performance this Saturday, so I just have to rest.
Rehearsals.
Yeah. It's all about that,
And I think the last time you were here, it was back in February.
Sure, if I don't remember, but I think,
Yeah, but what I'm trying to say is it's like what, the past five months or so. Four months or so.
Yes.
But I love it because Sobuyile, here you are again with this beautiful brand new baby.
We've been working so hard. We've been working so hard to be having that one. So yeah, I'm back again, and it's a pleasure to be having me again on Radio Veritas.
Yes.
So happy to be here.
Yes. I need to turn your mic up. Yeah, I know. She's exhausted, but no, we'll make it live. Yes. The EP is here, Ubuhle Bendalo.
Yeah. Ubuhle Bendalo. You know, the EP is out. Let me say that.
Mm-hmm.
People must go and buy the EP. People have to have the EP. People want more from the EP. They want the full album,
most
actually.
Definitely.
But for now, we can only serve the EP.
The EP.
So yeah, we've been working very hard to be having that copy. Six tracks, beautifully made. I'm not complaining. I'm happy. You just have to have it, listen to it, and yeah, you're going to enjoy it.
And you have an awesome team behind you. Like, we go to performances, they're always there. It's the same team.
I'm such a blessed person. I'm very grateful to my team. They're my family, actually. So I just want to say I love them and I'm thankful. They know. I love
Unsigned
them.
Prime. How,
Unsigned Prime Entertainment, yeah.
How did you hook up with these guys?
It's such a long story.
I wish one of the one of the managers was going to get onto the mic
Of course, they
and
have
then,
to.
They tell us the story. Okay, I'll switch your mic on, Baba. Your mic is on, Baba.
Thank you.
Good afternoon to you, and you are?
Good afternoon, and thanks for having me on board. I'm actually Prince Mafiki, mm-hmm. Fori originally, that's my name.
Okay.
Yes, yeah, I'm also a co-director of Unsigned Prime Entertainment.
So how did you unearth this diamond that is Philisiwe?
Yes, it is a long walk and a long story, as she said.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely it is back in 2012.
Yeah.
5 years ago.
Yes, when I met Philisiwe personally.
Mm.
It was at a place where I used to host hip-hop events,
mm-hmm.
where she was one of the people that I have invited. Heard from a friend that there's this lady, mm-hmm. that is good, but I needed to see her. Then she came over, and between the hip-hop artists, I had to give her a space,
mm-hmm.
and there I found the talent. I could not let it go.
It was very awkward, though.
Yes.
Performing there, it was very awkward. People were, looking at me like I was crazy.
Because of Umrepa,
and then when I ended performing, people were happy. They applauded. They were jumping around, you know.
Definitely.
I was like, okay, they were listening. So it was something else for me.
Yeah, but it started right there where I could not, as the person who was doing that, mm-hmm. talent, I can say talent scouting.
Yes.
I realized that from all the people that I've been busy with in terms of hosting those events, I found that she's a female and she had the potential and she really needed somebody, mm-hmm. that can be there and take her from there. And by God's power, yeah, we said.
You know what? I want to find out. You said the sessions were hip hop.
Yeah.
So that correlation between hip hop and then what do we classify your music? I call this kind of music world class music.
Yes.
This is why I classify it.
Yes.
So when Baba, hip hop shows are usually rowdy.
Yes.
The crowd and
100%.
You know that's
Yes.
That vibe.
That whole vibe.
Ooh, yes.
And then you unearthing this lady. I mean, yes. the looks, you know, yes, say it all before anything else.
That is true. You know, also coming from having a musical background myself.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
As a musician, I'm a writer. I'm also a singer and a drummer as well.
Mm-hmm.
So from the past experience of 30 years, I understand exactly how it is for an artist to have this kind of talent. I realized that she deserves someone who can have that fatherhood, brotherhood, and managerhood.
Managerhood.
Yes.
Yeah. I like
I must
that.
Have it like that. To yes. Yes, to have her accompanied into this.
So how long has Unsigned Prime Entertainment been in existence?
Okay, Unsigned Prime Entertainment has been in existence since 2016.
Okay.
I met up with the three guys, Rudzani Ndaza, Nothokozani Dlamini, and we teamed up to make Unsigned Prime Entertainment based on unsigned artists.
Yes, okay.
Which, if you look at the history, then you will find that it is from the past where we look into developing young up and coming artists that are unsigned. So Unsigned Prime Entertainment has been there since 2016, and she has been part of it as one of the most and first artists that we're focusing at this moment to make sure she gets the relevant attention.
I thought she was the first artist, as in like the first lady of corner. So within the stable, say Unsigned Prime, as you say, you're dealing with unsigned artists.
Yes, yes.
What kind of genres does it specifically deal with? Afrotainment or world-class music or whatever it is, or do you cover all genres?
We cover all genres. We just make sure every genre is covered. Definitely, hence I mentioned about hip-hop. I mentioned, yes. There are many artists that are standing in the queue, coming along to be part of this family. And we will ensure that we cater for everyone.
Nice one.
Definitely.
Nice one.
As Unsigned Prime Entertainment.
Yes. So now we can safely say Philisiwe is the flagship artist of
Amanji.
I will take that one.
You'll take that one.
You
are the flagship artist. You are the one, you know, waving that Unsigned Prime Entertainment very high.
Very high. I'm waving it very high. You know.
And Philisiwe, let me ask you, how do you define the genre of the music that you are doing? What can you categorize it under it?
Because it's a fusion of jazz, soul, R&B, gospel.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say it's a neo soul sound.
Neo soul.
It's a neo soul sound. You know, that's why I when writing the music, you know, I knew that I was fusing those genres into one.
Mm-hmm.
So I would define my music as neo soul sound.
Neo soul sound.
Yes.
The source of inspiration. Tell me some about some of the artists where you draw inspiration from. Neo soul especially.
Yes. There's so many. There's so many. I would say Judith Sipoma. That woman. The soul that comes from her voice.
Wow.
You know, she's going to take a gospel sound and turn it into something else. So your Mamu Miriam, there's so many. Your Lauryn Hill,
of course.
Your Lira, your Zonke.
So you draw inspiration from all these powerful female vocalists. Yeah,
there's so many. Okay. There's so many. Simpiwe Tana. There's so many.
Simpiwe Tana. Oh, of course. And we can add you up to the list as well.
Yes.
You definitely are doing this. You are doing it justice.
Most definitely.
All right. Now let's go back to Ubuhle Bendalo, the EP.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to skip now to the second song.
Okay.
Healing Power.
Ah, that song appreciated by so many. You know, it's a song that when I perform, so many people will be like, I want you to repeat that song. That song hits me so hard. I want you to repeat that song. The words, you know, when we write music, you must tell a story. We're just telling stories. So
what was happening for you to write this song, Healing Power? What's the story behind that?
The song, I wrote it when I gave up on music. There was a time whereby I thought, you know what, this is too big for me.
Okay.
I thought I could do it, but you know what, this is too big for me. And I was sitting in my room alone, you know, in my bed. And I took out my notebook and a pen. And I don't know from where I just wrote healing power, because he held me in some way. I realized that I can't run away from this. This is my path. I can't run away from it. So that's where healing power comes from. I was willing to give up, but he held me.
The irony of it all, you were willing to give up, but still, in that process, in the midst of all that, you wrote the song.
I wrote the song, and I realized that him and him only, he's the one who chose me for this. I didn't choose myself. He chose me, so this is my path. I can't run away from it. So he held me, and so that's where healing power comes from.
Wow. 22 minutes after 2, we are hanging out with Philisiwe Mavugela and the whole of Unsigned Prime Entertainment right here on Radio Veritas. You can give us a call and give a call on 011-452-7115. We'd greatly appreciate the feedback as we are exploring her new EP, Ubuhle Bendalo. Let's enjoy the music, Healing Power.
Ooh. What's a song?
You know, it's amazing when you even see the artist who wrote the song so into it. That's how powerful the song is.
I get so emotional. Each and every time when I listen to the music, I get so emotional. It takes me back. It takes me back to the days whereby I used to feel so alone in this music thing of mine, this dream of mine. Mm. And now that things are starting to brighten up, I'm wondering if, how come I was doubting what I have? How come I was doubting my talent? How come I was doubting the person that God wanted me to be today? So how come? So if you're listening to the music today and you're sitting right there and you're listening to the lyrics of the song, I'm most definitely, I know you healed. Most definitely. I know that somehow you're telling yourself, oh, okay.
I was healed the first time I heard you perform
that's
it live.
The point.
I was like, there we go. That's me right there.
Yes.
I was about to have my own moment as I was listening to the
song.
Then
I've done my job.
Tell me about the challenges an artist goes through. Like, it can go through from a creative process of writing a song or an all around challenges of what an artist goes through, be it performances wise, getting your songs played.
Yo, we go through a lot. We go through a lot. But all I can say is that patience.
Mm.
Patience is everything. Patience is key to this, you know, to this business. Let me say it like that. And being surrounded by the people that I'm surrounded by, you know, for me, it makes it easy. But if you don't have the kind of people that I have, let me tell you, it's such a struggle. You're in a jungle, you know, because there's so many people who would see your talent, but they won't see what you're seeing. They would see money. They would see whatever that they want to see. But I must say that if you have a strong team or a strong family member or whoever that believes in you, bring that person or people along with you, because it's not easy at all. You know, getting gigs, being booked, you know, all of those things, they're never easy, because people want you to go and perform somewhere. But they forget this is business. You know, you have to pay me at the end of the day. There's a crew that I'm with. Mm. You know, how can you not think of such? You know, I can't be just entertaining people. Yes, it's my job. I love doing it. Mm-hmm. But there are people that I'm with.
Your
so you have to,
you.
Geez, do a right thing at the end of the day.
I want to go back to the label. Tell me, Baba, you as part of the label, part of the record company, their challenges that the label deals with in comparison with the challenges the artist goes through.
Yes, indeed. There are a lot of challenges faced by a record label, like especially unsigned.
Independent ones.
Yes. Yes, it's not easy to take an artist from where the artist, where you found the artist, to bring the artist up to where the artist should be. There are many challenges whereby now, at the end of the day, you find that you as the company, you have to have a lot of expenditures, which at the end of the day, maybe you are a growing company, which it's not easy, you understand, to do that. You see major labels doing it, you understand, getting those artists up there. And then you find yourself as an upcoming, also a growing company. that you have to have some, you must have that heart as well. Compared to actually exactly as she said, you must have that passion as well. It takes people in that certain company that has passion, the people that understands the industry, people that understands what the artists need, people that understands exactly what the pain is to be an artist. You understand what circumstances there are within this industry. You see, that's why I think it's true what Pelisi was saying, that you need people that surround you that understands you exactly.
So yes. Now, here comes a major label, and they come with a lucrative offer on the table. What happens? How do you guys do you get to discuss it with the people that you've been with, your management?
Yeah, yeah.
And you as well, Baba, as part of the label, do you guys do you go through some of those moments where there's a major label and they're up to snatch the artist, upon hearing the talent that she is, and you're like, okay, we'll offer Unsigned Prime this much for us to buy her out of their contract. Do those kind of things happen? Do you experience such challenges?
Yeah, I can say at this moment we haven't yet come across such, but we are aware that there are things like that, because you see, in this industry, it's not only about people having money to buy out or to buy out of us, but there is, I must put it in a clear sense, there is a lot of greed out there.
Mm.
Yes, people who are sharking out there, fishing where the fish has already been having the hook in its tongue. You understand, just to pull and take. You understand. I understand there are such circumstances, but at this moment we are proud that she understands much of what we are going through with her, and if anything like that has to happen, we are able to understand and know how to deal with it perfectly and correctly.
Okay, nice one.
Yes.
The time is 32 minutes after 2. You are still tuned in to Radio Veritas. If you've just tuned in, welcome to it. It's Soft Options, the show that's more than a cherry on top. My name is Tiso Mosreu. I'm hanging out with Pelisi, where we are exploring her brand new EP, Ubuhle Bendalo. Next track we are going to play is African Woman. Do I even need to ask where the inspiration from this one comes from?
Let the music speak.
It's self-explanatory. Okay, well, before we go into this one, there's a call coming in. There's someone maybe wanting to show some love there. Radio Veritas, good afternoon. Hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Dad. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks.
Very good. I'm speaking to?
You're speaking to Mr. Makumi.
Mr. Makumi?
Yes.
Where are you calling from, sir?
I'm calling from Edenvale.
Edenvale, just around here, just around the corner. I have Pelisi with me here in studio.
Yes. I'm late or the soft option is still going on.
Oh, we right now we are still interviewing an artist right now. Have you been listening?
Okay.
Yeah, I'm still talking to Pelisi, who is our guest artist this afternoon.
Okay.
Would you like to say hi to her?
Yes. Yes, please.
She's listening.
Hi.
Hi, ma'am. How are you?
No, I'm good. I was still listening to your hi, so.
Mr. Makumi, listen to the music. Now she has a brand new EP out. Just listen and enjoy the music, and you can call in and give us your feedback. Ne?
Okay, thank you
so much, sir. Yeah. All right, 26 minutes before 3 right here on Radio Veritas. Let's listen to African Woman by Pelisi. 1438, you are still tuned into Soft Options, the show that's more than a cherry on top, and it's exclusively so right here on Radio Veritas. We pride ourselves bringing you the good news and great music for a change. Pelisi is in studio, and that was an awesome song there, African Woman. We've been having a very interesting topic of air. Talking of reference tracks and how major labels cash in on buying ingoma from establishing artists like yourself, because you are not there, you are not with your Simpiwe Tanas and your leader. So what happens when Lila gets here and after hearing African Woman or Healing Power, it's like, I want to use your song as a reference song for my upcoming. I'm working on a new album. I'm working on a new single. And I just heard African Woman. This is the sound I'm trying to get to.
Yeah.
The price tag is 2 million or more. What happens in that kind of situation?
Maybe I can.
You can
go for that one.
I want to, but I also want to hear the artist.
You know, it's so unfortunate for many of our up and coming artists not understanding the industry. Not understanding the industry and having not got the relevant information regarding all those aspects, it becomes very painful when they have to release whatever they have into the hands of those who's got the money to do. In this case, well, I wouldn't speak much for her, but
yeah.
I would say that. I would speak for artists in general.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, as a person who's experienced also in this industry. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is important that our artists should really seek information.
Mm.
You know, information is power. You understand? You become so strong, you will not be tempted by many of these things because money is tempting.
Mm.
Yeah, and money will make you do things that you really would know that it's not good, but you would still go for it.
Hmm.
Yes. So, our artists should just understand the industry very well. They should look around and find who can actually give them the relevant advice. Though advice also comes with a price these nowadays.
Hmm.
Yes. It also comes in a different way, which somebody might say is advising you and it's giving you is bringing you into where they want you.
Consultant's fees.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. But anyway, I must say, for now, I wouldn't really advise artists to get hooked up easily into that.
No matter what the price.
No matter what the price. Set nicely and think of what your talent price is.
Yes.
How much does your talent cost you?
Yeah. PDC, you're from an artist's perspective.
As for me, I respect my art.
Mm.
I love my art.
So there's no price tag put into it?
No. 2 million.
3 million, 5 million,
no,
10
no,
million.
No, thank you.
Wow. That is just too powerful. That is just too powerful. 19 minutes before 3 right here on the station that brings you the good news for a change. You can still give us a call on 011-452-7115. Say hi to Pilisi where she's here. She's beautiful. She sings. Extraordinary singer, you know, you get ordinary singers, abafana nathi, and then you get extraordinary singers, the likes of PC, where
who can
take you to, you know, next level. So yes, do give her a call and show her some love because she has a beautiful, beautiful EP out, Ubuhle Bendalo. PC, how do people get in touch with you? How can they get themselves the copy of Ubuhle Bendalo?
It's fortunate because now, wherever performance that I'm performing, you can get the EP.
Mm-hmm.
You can go and buy it. But you can check my page, my Facebook page.
Yeah.
That's where the information, it's there. Digital stores, the music will be available, I think, end of September.
End of September.
So, just wait a bit. Just a bit. So, yeah.
Okay, let's take a call. Radio Veritas. Aibo. 011-452-7115. Pilisi Wa is here, right here on the station that brings you the good news for a change. Remember, we are broadcasting on 576 Medium Wave DSTV Audio Bouquet Channel 870 www.radioveritas.co.za. Good afternoon, you are live.
Hey, hello.
Hello. How are you?
Hi, Buka, Kenyama. That song.
Wow.
Nice one.
It's a nice one.
Oh, thank you.
We're speaking
I've been singing with you when it was singing there.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to say to you, my sister, also let me come to you. Oh, mom.
That's
what I worry. Mohara khomu tshwara ka thata e seng go tla se bodi wa khaoga.
I know. Ke fantswe ke ke away from the wise. You go le make him a little.
O ska ba ya le di pay for
it. Yes.
And always just say thank you, God, for that sweet voice that you have given to me.
Thank you. Okay, radio Veritas, good afternoon.
Vuka, 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 ntombe mnyama.
Hello, how are you and who are you?
I'm super, super blessed in Christ Jesus,
Peter. Hello. I'm super, super blessed and highly favored as well. Thank you so much.
Yes. I just like to say to Priscilla that she has a really lovely voice and that I think God didn't say that I'm not gonna give you a voice. He said to say, you my child, I'm going to give you a voice, you deserve it.
Thank you, Teresa. Thank you so much.
How blessed I am. Oh wow, thank you so much.
Thank you, Teresa. Have you been well? It's been a while since I heard from you.
And how do we get the CD? Because I really love African music.
You do love African music. She asked, how can she get the CD?
You can get it here on Radio Veritas FM. You can just come here and you can get the CD.
Oh, okay.
Thank you, Teresa.
And for free, my darling.
Why is it for free?
For her.
Okay.
We will arrange for that to be. Then she can get it.
Nice one. Thank you so much, Teresa. Your copy will be waiting for you here at the station. Eh?
No problem.
Thank you.
I won't tell you that I'm coming. I will just do it by surprise.
Oh, nice one. Thank you. Bless you, Teresa.
Thank you, bye.
Bye. Radio Veritas, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Hello. This is Fatima from Pretoria.
Fatima from Pretoria.
Just let me put my radio. I didn't know you were going to answer so quick.
Here we are, Fatima. Hey, the radio is on.
Hello.
Hello, Fatima.
It was my friend's birthday yesterday, but I actually forgot her birthday. I thought it was today, but she's got her son's birthday today. So I phoned this morning, so I just want to wish her a belated birthday.
Okay, Fatima, have you been listening? We have Pili Siwe in studio with us here.
Yes, I am.
The lovely lady who I've been playing the music from, do you want to say hi to her?
Yes, that's right. I just want to say hi and happy belated birthday.
Thank you so much, Fatima.
Will you still phone her or is it too late to phone her?
Right now I'm still busy with an interview, Fatima.
Oh, okay. Sorry, because I just put on the radio I was busy with lunch. Can I just phone you? Can I just give her a number?
You can call me at 3 during the Divine Mercy, right?
Just after 3.
Just after 3, please.
Okay, I will do that.
Thank you so much, Fatima.
Sorry about that.
No problem, Fatima.
Okay, thank you.
Right, bye.
Okay, bye.
It happens. 1447 right here on Radio Veritas. We're going to move on to the next song now. Itemba Lami. Do you want to tell us about Itemba Lami, the inspiration, where it came from? Why did you write a song called Itemba Lami?
Itemba Lami. Itemba Lami, it's a song whereby everyone needs hope, you know.
Most definitely.
Everyone needs hope, whether it's your mother, it's your father, it's your sister. When that person gives you hope, you know, it's such a big thing. Because if you don't have that kind of a person or itemba, if you don't have hope, you have nothing. So it comes from a place whereby I needed hope. So my family was there. And God was there for me, so He was my hope. Willie Tembalam, so it comes from there.
Itembalam, Pili Siwe. She's still in studio. You can still give us a call on 011-452-7115 right here on the station that brings you the good news and great music for a change. Radio Veritas. Good afternoon. Philisiwe itemba lami. Yes, yes, yes. We never lose hope. Never, ever lose hope.
Yeah. That's losing everything.
Yes. And that's what the song was encouraging. Yes. Don't lose hope.
Yes, because you're losing everything.
Okay. Moving on forward now. What's next in plan for Upilisi?
Okay. On the 9th of August, we'll be performing at Winnie's. There will be I Am Woman's event. So if you want to see Upilisi, you can go at Winnie's. And on the 12th of August, yes, at Wits, there's a conference, so I would be performing there as well. Currently, I would be focusing on finishing up the album. So that's my main focus. I can't wait to finish up the album and start writing new songs. And yeah, more albums, more storytelling, and that's it.
Are you going to give yourself a time frame between now and maybe, I don't know,
Next year. Yeah.
So between now and 2018, a full body of work from Upilisi, where a full album will be out. Can I put you on the spot as well?
Please.
When the album drops, when the album finally comes out.
Yeah.
Can I be the first one to have the album?
Most definitely.
And will you be the first person to come and launch the album?
Most definitely.
You heard it herself. Now, the time was 1453. The date was the 21st of July, 2017. And this has been recorded.
Yeah, I must put a signature.
This has been recorded. So, you are on record saying, when the album comes, you'll be here. First, I'll be there. Yeah, you know, I deal with breaking up my exclusives. So, Upilisi.
My first interview was here on Radio Veritas.
Listen to that.
So, why not?
Listen to that. I love hearing such stuff. Oh my goodness. Upilisi, thank you so much. We've gone overboard.
It's been a journey.
I can't believe me now. Last time I checked, time was only gone up as 2. Right now it's like 6 minutes before 3. I don't know what happened.
Time flies.
It must be the music. It's the music, it's the great energy that's been flowing around here in studio. Yes. Guys, thank you so much. All God's blessings going forward. You know, unsigned Prime Entertainment. You guys are waving the flag high. Upilisi.
Thank you.
Next up is those world stages, ain't it?
Of course.
Grammy performances.
I'm still waiting for them.
Yeah. We're not talking your summers. No, we. The bigger picture. Grammys, MTVs.
I can see myself.
Most definitely. Yeah. You have it in you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Yes. We must say thanks a lot as well.
Yes.
As on Unsigned Prime Entertainment, really appreciate the opportunity. We appreciate the radio station. We appreciate you, my brother.
Anytime.
Yes. We're looking forward to all the best, the big things that you've just mentioned. Thanks.
Mr. Lamin. It looks like you wanted to say something.
Hello? Yeah. I wanted to say something. I am Thokozani Dlamini. You can catch Upilisi at Anchors at Spreadview on the 12th. And then Vets on the 12th as well. And then catch Upilisi on the 27th of August on Questa's birthday. And then we also catch Upilisi at Wendy on the 8th of this month.
Performance is already
ended.
And then the album, will be launched on September. It's an EP launch at Anchors. We're gonna give the details on Facebook about that, and then it'll be nice. And
my team is surprising me now.
Were you not aware of these developments?
That's a surprise.
But get on to Facebook, to our Facebook page. You will always get all the information you need in terms of getting the music, getting EP and all that. All the information will be on there.
And the Facebook page is just simply Upilisiwe.
Upilisiwe
Mavugela. There we go. It's going on to 3 minutes. On Twitter,
Instagram as well.
Everything, Instagram.
Twitter is Upilisiwe Music. Instagram is Upilisiwe Music. Facebook page, not account, Facebook page is Upilisiwe.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's the page.
Yeah, that's the page. And Pilizwe Mavhungela is the account in which like we like people to go to the page because the account is full now. Like we can accept in the.
All right, guys. Time is against us once again. Thank you so much, and all the best.
So
all God's blessings moving forward. Here is, we are closing it out with Voices. Just before I let you go, Pilisiwe, Voices. I saw Baba going
voices.
Crazy for the song. Like, yay, we are closing out with Voices. Why Voices?
Oh, Voices is a song that's very close to my heart. Mm. You know, it goes out to all the sisters that are abused emotionally, physically. So, you know what? Get over you. Get over him and let him get over you.
Mm.
That's all I can say. While you can, while you still can.
Let's go into it without any further ado. Pilisiwe with Voices. Thank you, guys.